Welcome to Let's Get Social with me, Philip Twyford, the Curly Marketer, Social Media Strategist and Management.
And me, Emer Duffy of Fit Social Media, your social media personal trainer.
So if you are confused about social media,
or not sure what channels to use, well, we've got you covered on
Let's Get Social.
So, Philip, what's new?
Oh, the poppy. The poppy from hell. You know, the last time we were on, she had eaten every set of shoes.
And you have two dogs.
I have two dogs. Yeah, the small dog is supposed to be the dominant one, but is getting totally bowled over by this puppy, which is now a beast. I definitely have more grey hair, multiple bite marks, multiple holes now in all my sweaters. So if the audience could see me now, I'd say...
Well, I can say he is dressed, so don't worry about it. He is dressed.
But very aerated with all of the holes.
Let's say I'm sitting way down the room here.
But Emer, listen, I've spent quite a bit of time researching today's joke.
Oh, go on.
You love it. This is going to be great. And it's perfect for our show today. How much, Emer, does a hipster weigh?
I'm thinking a pair of jeans, hipster jeans, no?
No, a hipster, you know.
Oh, right. Sorry. Cool, go on. I'm not that old.
They weigh about an Instagram. Oh.
I'm going to say it again. Keep the day job.
Yeah. Even our producer is nodding, going, this is shocking stuff. How did he get on the radio?
But listen, I think I should make this a one-woman show. What do you think?
I think you probably could. I think maybe get an audience profile or vote on that. You
know? Yeah. Yeah. We put up an Instagram sticker on that.
Absolutely. A countdown as to when Philip is taken out. Yeah. You've told me to keep the J job.
Yes.
So what are we talking about today, you know?
We're still on the Instagram
platform. Our favourite platform, isn't it?
Yeah,
right?
Yes. It is now, yeah.
Yeah, and the last time we were talking about why your business should be on Instagram, and then we talked about some tips to optimise.
Yes, because your Instagram, when you land on it, you want people to stay on it. So you want them to follow you.
Yes.
And not go, I'll leave this and go off somewhere else.
And it was funny, you know, since our last show, we were actually individually asked by people, you know, that some of the things we were saying, which we thought were common sense, like put in your skills, a hashtag for your location, or, you know, even a proper photograph.
Yeah.
Hadn't dawned on some people, you know, that it was just simply all about we have to get a post up or let's get on stories, but they hadn't filled in any of the stuff in, you know, and it's kind of, this is kind of right across the board with all your channels, not just Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we get optimized and fill in all the details because...
Well, if put it this way, as I always say, like you need to put in your name, your username, make sure you have a link in there that people can click through on to find out more about you. Have your bio filled in with attractive keywords that will interest them and understand what you do and not confuse them.
Yeah.
In there, you also want to have things like your phone number, your email, your address, because again, you want them able to contact you you want them to be your customer.
You do.
Yeah.
Now, the focus for today's show, obviously, is, I suppose, getting to the juicy stuff that people would say, and it's kind of, you know, what you should, you could, what you would post on your account. Now, I might lead this one off, Emer.
Okay.
Like, you know me, I love strategy.
Yes.
You know, I'm a strategist.
Yeah, you didn't get a good strategy with that dog, though, have you?
No, it's a Napoleon strategy, and it's not working. So any people out there who can give me some tips, I'd be delighted to hear them. But I suppose, you know, ultimately, before you get into creating lovely posts, you know, do always have an idea of who your ideal audience is, you know, that you want to target. You know, that's always critical, you know, and, you know, do some research. Like we mentioned this in the last show, you know, if you are sitting on the fence about Instagram, do a competitor search, you know, are your competitors on there? You know, what are they talking about? You know, what are the people that are engaging with their posts, engaging, liking, you know, is it the how-to kind of posts? Is it updates? Is it behind the scenes? You know, what is it that people are liking?
Yeah.
If your competitors are on there. Because I think, you know, for Instagram and all of your channels, always check out what your competitors are doing. Because
Well, the first strategy for me, I would say, is going and look and see what they're saying about themselves in their bio,
which
we just discussed.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then go down and have a look and see what they're posting and when they're posting.
Absolutely, because, you know, if they're going to that time, the chances are that same audience might apply to you. So maybe get on the boat,
yeah,
to say. Now, Eimear, there is a nice thing with Instagram is there's a number of different types of posts that you can use. Do you want to lead off there? And
Well, I would start again. As I say, it is visual. So photographs.
The old photo post, huh?
Yeah. I mean, they're easy to take. Everyone nowadays generally has a smartphone of some sort.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're out and about and you might decide, you know, it's a lovely evening and, you know, sometimes, you know, people put up, you know, it could be a Monday, say, for example, and nice motivational image, say, you know, this is a lovely evening, isn't life great, you know, what are you doing today, you know, that kind of thing. And this is where I am, you know, that sometimes can be a nice touch for any business because then people realise that there's a person behind the business.
And that's the critical thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's, and I think that's why Instagram has become so popular is because it's actually letting businesses put the human side on their brand, you know.
Yeah. And I mean, you don't have to just put up the photograph as is. You can actually give it a little bit more of an icing, so to speak.
Yeah.
And you could
back to your cake analogy.
Yeah, I know, I know. So for me, it would be like you can use some filters. I wouldn't go overboard on them because then it becomes very unauthentic looking and false.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, you can do, obviously, from a photo point, there's a great app called Snapseed.
Yes.
Which is fabulous if you want to just kind of maybe make the colours pop a little bit better in your photograph as such.
Yeah.
And even a great app like InShot to, you know, maybe resize your photo, you know, if you've taken a photo on your iPhone and you want to resize it fairly quickly for Instagram.
Yeah.
And crop it the way you want to crop it. InShot is a good tool.
Yeah. Totally agree. From there, like, you know, you're looking at it and you're saying to yourself, right, do I do landscape, portrait or square?
Yeah.
So look and see what works.
Yeah.
You know, try them all out because you might find that landscape is better for your audience.
Yeah.
And you get more engagement on that as opposed to portrait, you know.
Like a personal favourite of mine is the video post. I think video posts are great and they have evolved quite a lot since they started in 2013 because you're no longer kind of limited to 15 seconds.
No.
You can now get up to a minute.
Yes.
And once again, it's a great way for your business to create that sense of personality and authenticity. You could do a very quick how-to tutorial within a minute.
Yes.
I know we'll talk a bit about it briefly, but even on IGTV, you know, you know, if you have done a 5 or 10 minute video on IGTV, you have a function to share the first minute of that video as an Instagram post.
Which is great because then you might decide, actually, I can catch this minute now and then go through if you've more time.
Go back and check the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I think we'd always say, you know, if you can try and embrace video, because it's something that has become so popular across all the social media channels.
Yeah.
Because it does really, I suppose, engage your audience. And especially if the content is really answering, without being cliche, a pain point for your audience, you know. It's a great way to build real trust.
And people eat with their eyes,
well,
so to speak.
They do. Yeah, they very much do. And I suppose as well with the video post, because they're so engaging and ultimately shareable, if your community starts to share that video or repost it,
and then it goes viral.
Goes viral, yes. And it's a great way to expose your business. So,
And people sometimes go, oh, they think that it's been around forever and it hasn't. You know, videos like video posts have evolved quite a bit since they were introduced in 2013. And as you say, it's not limited to 15 seconds anymore. And then the good old, which I tried to avoid, and I said that last time, the shopping posts. Like there are lots of ways for brands, especially e-commerce brands, which are the salesy people, to weave sales opportunities into their Instagram marketing strategy. So having shopping posts in your feed is a feature you definitely want to take advantage of. If you, especially now, you know, like there's certain seasons of the year that would be very important, like Christmas,
Easter, birthdays, maybe
summertime, you know, new summer wardrobe. You might need it by the time the dog, you know, gets through your whole wardrobe on you.
Even product launches, maybe, you know,
you could
tease out coming soon. It's going to be potentially this price. Maybe, you know, we're taking early orders.
Limited editions.
Limited editions. Mm. great. And once again, I suppose that's why Instagram is so on par, because they're constantly coming up with innovative ways to make businesses really get real benefit from the channel, you know.
Especially for people would say, like, oh, look, I'm happy with just being on Facebook. They're wary. I say, look, you know, don't be wary. Just see it as a different format to Facebook, you know.
Yeah.
And give it a try. And then there's the carousel posts, Philip.
Yeah, like, I suppose what I like about carousel posts is that a bit like what we were talking about with the shoppable posts.
Yeah.
I've seen carousel posts used really, really cleverly when you're teasing out a potential launch.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be, say, a new product, or it could be a new fashion line. And you're teasing out through subtle photos and videos.
In the one post.
In the one post.
Mm-hmm.
And you're using all of the elements of the visual cues, both from imagery and the video, to kind of sort of create that sense of anticipation.
Yeah.
And once again, it works great for maybe, it won't work for every type of brand, but say maybe car manufacturers who are maybe launching a new type of car for their stringent fan base.
A sneak peek,
you know, can be like subtle kind of look of the interior, the steering wheel, the sound of the engine with the video.
You are such a typical man.
I am, yeah. They love an old engine.
Nearly as bad as your jokes.
Nearly as bad as my jokes.
But for me, like, I always say, look, you have a few choices there.
Yeah.
You know, and in each of those concepts, you could be having, for example, behind the scenes, as you were saying there, you know, drip feeding and all that kind of stuff. You might be wanting to solve a problem for someone.
Yeah.
Somebody had maybe had made a comment on a previous post, you know, oh, I'm really interested, but, you know, when are you going to be launching this?
Yeah.
And, you know, they might want to know a bit more about that. And you could say, well, we have had an interest in when we're going to launch the next product in this range. And, you
know,
kind of keeps them interested in the journey and more inclined to go and want to buy that, you know, that.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And like, I think with Instagram as well, with the posts, like we've mentioned the four type of sort of posts as such, you know, your photo, carousel, video, shoppable, etc. And a big thing that I've come across is people kind of wonder, well, where do we get the content to post, or what do we post about? And I always kind of say to people, listen, you know, maybe consider doing a little Instagram audit or a content audit, so that you could look at, for example, well, we did some of these posts on Twitter, or we did some posts on Facebook. You could resize the image or the video that you did and repurpose it into Instagram.
Yeah.
And then using kind of the hashtags, which we've talked about in the last show, you know, to focus on a very key set of kind of niche keywords that would be right for your industry.
Yeah.
It can essentially open up a whole fresh audience for content that you just limited on a couple of channels.
Yeah.
As such.
And then people would say, like, oh, I'm not sure what to be posting. You know, how many times should I be posting a day?
Yeah.
You know, in the week, you know, in the month. And I'd say, well, that's why you get yourself a content calendar.
Absolutely.
So I was hoping now maybe we'll have a few minutes maybe after the break, and we can maybe discuss a content calendar so people have an idea of, as a guideline in regard to what they want to post, you know?
Yeah, it's very important, you know, and, you know, definitely as we mentioned before, looking at your analytics, you know, regularly on these different posts when you post, have a look at to see what resonated with those posts. Did it maximise with the time you posted, and test different times?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll start to build up a profile as to what works with your audience, etc. But
so, Philip, we have talked earlier about different Instagram posts. There was four we covered, which were?
It was the carousel, there was the video, there was the photo, and the shoppable post.
10 out of 10 there now. You actually remembered them all. That's great.
Yeah. I've had plenty of coffee this morning, you know.
That's
so
good.
But I suppose we're going to continue on and maybe have a chat about a number of topics, such as what would you post on Instagram. But before we end it off, you brought up a very interesting point about the whole area of having a content calendar for your Instagram strategy. So
yeah, I try, when I'm doing training, I try and have people with a template to work off, you know. So I would say we'll get out a calendar. And is there anything that you guys have coming up?
Yeah.
So depending on the business,
yes.
You know, so we would highlight that. There will be gaps in between, say, something they're promoting or something they're highlighting. It depends, again, on the business. And through there, I would say, look, there will be certain days that will trend in the year.
Yeah.
So, for example, there could be, I'm a coffeeaholic.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the right word. But there was an International Coffee Day.
Yes.
And they could be in the coffee business, say, for example.
Exactly.
So they would want to be on that.
Yeah.
And they'd want to be
creating content,
Yeah. You know, getting people maybe building up towards that.
Yeah.
And maybe promoting. So, like, for example, in your Starbucks and Costa Coffee would have been really ramping up towards that date, you know, and then maybe have special offer on that day.
Yeah.
Could be, you know, come in and, you know, bring a friend and your friend gets free coffee.
Yes.
You know, something like that. And then work it out and see. So you would lay it out and have those special days as hashtags, because generally they do end up being a hashtag.
Yeah.
So it would be in a hashtag International Coffee Day, for example.
Yeah.
Again, you have other seasons in the year coming up.
Yeah.
So again, you know, you would have, say, Halloween, Christmas, Valentine's Day,
Father's Day, Mother's Day, etc.
You have birthdays in there as well and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, work towards that, because that will help you get less frustrated and less panicky, you know, and have a way forward, and then say, look, I know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
And of the days that you don't have maybe anything in between there, you could work with the trending days.
Yeah.
And sometimes I say, go look on Twitter. There could be something if you're not on Twitter.
Yes.
Go and look up Days of the Year, which is a really nice free website software where you go in and it shows you what days are coming up.
Very good.
Then I would say make them a hashtag.
Yeah, excellent. You know, that's a great idea. And I think the nice thing as well about having a content calendar, it does keep you accountable to get the content created, scheduled and up there. You know, because if you have it down on the calendar, you sort of have to commit yourself. Because that's a big thing with Instagram, is that you do have to be consistent.
Yes.
You just kind of post here and there.
No.
You sort of have to make a commitment that we're going to post 3 times a week.
You might be happy just doing 1 a week.
Yes.
And just so the people then know, oh, they always post on a Monday.
Exactly.
Something like that.
But be consistent and stay true to that.
Yeah.
I think one area or kind of piece that I like from a posting point is teaching your audience something. So, for
it's
example,
like you're getting your hair done as well.
Yeah, exactly. Any hairdressers out there, here's a great tip for you. You know, if you want to have an audience of, say, we're primarily female people that come, you know, to.
I was talking about you, because you're always getting your hair done.
I do it myself, you know. No one's going to see me doing my hair, but certainly if you're in the business of doing hair, you know. You know, how to get that salon blow dry, you know.
Okay.
I've seen tutorials, a minute long, it's a post, and they go really well because the salon has taken the time to share an invaluable tip for their audience, you know. So so that's an excellent type of piece of content to consider.
Another one to consider is also feedback, you know.
Yes.
And you could use, going on about hashtags again, hashtag customer feedback.
Yep.
And then if somebody goes on that hashtag, they would then see, oh, you've had customer feedback and you, that's, you know, could be good, hopefully good.
Yes.
Sometimes it's not maybe good.
Yeah.
But you can get around that by replying back and asking your customer to DM you and, you know, make it an all nicey-nicey and, you know, no negativity any further, you know, that way.
And like, as we mentioned before the break, you know, Instagram is one of those channels which have been embraced so well by people because they want to feel part of the brand and be part of the community. So giving your audience some behind the scenes, you know, introducing members of your staff, you know, what's a day like in the office, you know, how you go about your daily job, and even getting some of your customers involved for behind the scenes testimonials.
You won't be doing behind the scenes with that dog.
Definitely not. I'd have nothing to wear, Emer, before, to be honest with you, you know. So at this stage, I'd be in a grass skirt, like.
There'll be Instagram lives with you. But again, going on, mix it up, you know, and don't have the same thing going all out all the time.
Yes.
say to your ask your customers what they would like to see is another way.
Absolutely.
And some people like the before and afters. Some people like, as I say, we're talking about unboxing before. Even some sort of demonstration maybe is another idea. You know, we could go on forever.
Yeah, like there's so much of like some people like them, some people hate them. If they're done well, the motivational pieces can be very good if they're right for your industry. Like some of the quotes can be a bit cheesy and overused, but but you know, I think if it's rightly placed for your audience and you're backing it up by doing what the quote says, you know, I think that is a nice one to post.
Every dog has its day.
Oh, you're barking mad, Emer. That's shocking.
That's what my husband says. But anyway, so getting back on track here, talking content calendars, we're going to go off track here and we're going to get nothing done today. With, as I say, the content calendar, it is a good guideline. You don't have to, it's not set in stone, but just it helps you have a way of going forward because you have a lot of other things to deal with and you don't want to be stressed out. And that's what we're trying to take away, the stress.
Absolutely. I think another great post that you can certainly utilize on Instagram, as we discussed, is asking your audience a question or running a poll. And there's great functionality on Instagram to do that.
Like especially with stories. And you can go in and put on some very interesting stickers, and as you say, and you know, your geotagging and all that kind of thing, and tagging other people and other businesses as well, if it's something that you find very interesting. But going from there, don't forget to make it a highlight. They're the little circles at the top, and they could be down as a service that you have or something that you find interesting that might interest your audience and that kind of thing. That's where I think we could talk about that all day, but we can't.
So to wrap up, I think especially on Instagram, a wonderful social media channel to consider. On hashtags, you can use up to 30 hashtags, but test these out.
And I say mix it up at put some maybe in your caption, but also put some in your first comment.
And I think, try and find hashtags that are working for you, even your branded hashtags, and don't just use the generic kind of ones because you'll be find it hard to try and create your own ones that are relevant for your own community. So we hope you enjoyed today's Let's Get Social show. My name is Philip Twyford, the Curly Marketer.
And my name is Emer Duffy, your social media personal trainer from Fit Social Media.
We'll see you again soon.
Bye.